Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, this is Joe Lynch. I'm here with this week's Must Hear Music podcast. I'm sitting around with Jason Lipschutz.
Hey, man.
Just sitting around.
Just hanging out.
Just hanging and casting. Casting pods.
All right, killers.
All right, and then Erica.
And then there's me. Yes, hello.
I wanted to just point out that, so Keith and I taped the Pop Chat podcast this morning, and I woke up feeling kind of horrible. Like, I don't know if mm-hmm. I was pretty congested this morning, so it'll be interesting, like, these are both going to post on Thursday. People will be able to hear my progress as the day goes on. Like, I feel, like, better now.
You sound a little stuffed, but
I am a little bit stuffed, but like if we tape a third podcast today, mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of podcast, then I'll be like in tip-top shape and it'll be like a happy ending.
Do you want to attribute your success to any products that were
No, I have no endorsements to
okay.
give.
All right, well, let's talk about, for the first one, Flying Lotus and Kendrick Lamar teamed up for a song called Never Catch Me. And it's awesome. And do you want to talk about it, Erica?
Yes. So this was one of the songs that I chose, and it just came out this week. I feel like we're all waiting for the new Kendrick Lamar album. So every time a verse of his comes out, I think there's more attention than there would be at any other time. And, you know, Kendrick is a very talented kid, and he kind of shows it through, especially on this verse, very rapid verses on here. And then Flying Lotus's production is always on point. I'm excited for his album that's coming out. What do you guys think of it?
Yeah, I was just kind of, with what you're saying, looking forward to the next Kendrick album. I feel like each time I've heard him do unusual collaborations, like with Imagine Dragons or when he was rapping over the Tame Impala song, I'm always expecting a little bit more than I get. But I feel with this one, like he really knocked it out of the park. And for the first time, you hear him rapping over sounds that we haven't heard from him before, and it sounds incredible. Like, you know, him with Imagine Dragons was fine. It was cool to see on an award show. Am I going to sit around and listen to it? Absolutely not. I could listen to an entire album of stuff like this. Like, the jazzy syncopated beats, A Little Tribe Called Quest. Like, that going along with his flow, it's just incredible.
Yeah, I think that's why it's also because Flying Lotus is, like, very aware of the artist that he chooses to mm-hmm. collaborate with. I think it's not just any rapper that he chooses right. or any singer that he chooses. I think he matches them very well with the production.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I've always wanted to hear Flying Lotus almost go the Mad Lib route and just work on one project with one vocalist. I think that would be really, really cool, in the same way that Mad Lib has done projects just with Freddie Gibbs and mm-hmm. just with MF Doom. His album Cosmogramma has an amazing collaboration with Tom York of Radiohead. He's done amazing work with Erykah Badu. And when I heard that Kendrick was going to be on this album, I mean, my expectations were really high. I think this song really does work. And I don't want to echo you guys too much. But yeah, I think you see a different side of Kendrick, and that's always fun to hear.
Totally. Well, let's listen to it. It's Flying Lotus and Kendrick Lamar, Never Catch Me.
I can see the darkness in me, and it's quite amazing. Death is no mystery, and I want to taste it. Step aside of my mind, and you'll find curiosity, animosity, high velocity. I can prophesize meditation.
All right, next up, let's talk about Jesse Ware featuring Dev Hynes. The song is called Want Your Feeling.
Now, before we get there, Joe.
Yes.
We have a little bit of a score to settle because we talked about Jessie Ware on this podcast last week.
I chose this song very pointedly.
Wow. So last week ended with a cliffhanger. Mm-hmm. Erica not speaking to Joe because he did not like, what was it, Say You Love Me?
Yeah.
By Jessie Ware. Mm-hmm. Now, it's been a week. Has the ice between you guys thawed at all?
Well, I'm hoping
I think he's trying to make up for it with this new Jessie Ware song.
Yeah, I'm reaching out an olive branch, or whatever that phrase is. But yeah, the gospel Jessie Ware song, still not a huge fan of it, but let's move past that. This one she's doing with Dev Hynes, it's called Want Your Feeling. I love it. Like, this is the kind of thing I want to hear from Jessie Ware. And I'm not like, her doing straight R&B is awesome too, but this is kind of Dev Hynes, you know, the Blood Orange producer, really interesting musician, taking her out of her comfort zone. It's just a cool sound too. It's got this like kind of 80s Latin meets disco thing that like very slightly reminds me of Kid Creole and the Coconuts. Just that kind of very like
just putting people on
New York. Yeah, I know. I'm doing all these shout outs. But yeah, it has this totally retro vibe, but at the same time, the production is really like synthy and melodic and clean, in a way that reminds me, in a way, of what Haim are doing, kind of this like Fleetwood Mac-esque thing. So I realize I, you know, two totally separate things right there, but it reminds me of a lot of things, but it's very distinctive, and I'm a fan of it.
Jessie Ware has done something similar. You could hear a little bit of this in Devotion, but also very much the songs that she did before Devotion, where she did some songs with like Sampha and Subtract. And I think she's worked with Dev Hynes before or as Blood Orange. So it's very kind of reminiscent of that. And also that disco feel that you brought up. I feel like she did that with an earlier song that I believe was on the Devotion album. So I feel like I've heard this Jessie Ware before, but it's like a step up from it.
Yeah. I don't want to get in between the friction and the newfound love that you guys now share with Jessie Ware. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's Jessie Ware and Dev Hynes and two artists who have really made a statement in the past few years. And, you know, I think that whatever, I'm really so fascinated in anything Dev Hynes is doing, because you just think of what he was doing before Blood Orange, and I never really was like a big like Lightspeed Champion fan. Mm-hmm. And
not Test Icicles either.
Yeah, not Test Icicles, as much as I love that name.
That's very weird.
And you know, then he, you know, he hangs out with Sky Ferreira, then he drops Cupid Deluxe, now he's doing this. He just has so much new life in him as an artist and as a producer, and I couldn't be happier. He seems like an awesome guy, and he's really making the dream happen.
Yeah, it seems like there just isn't a cooler indie producer out there.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah,
than Dev
exactly.
Hynes. And you're absolutely right, Erica. It totally, now that you mentioned that, this is not exactly new territory for her. It is sort of reminiscent of a few things she's done before.
But it's more like cleaner and like glossier than before. Yeah.
Let's listen to it. It's Jessie Ware and Dev Hynes, Want Your Feeling. All right, that was Jessie Ware and Dev Hynes, Want Your Feeling. Next up, let's talk about the new TV on the Radio song.
Yeah.
It's called Happy Idiot, and this is a Jason pick.
It is indeed. So TV on the Radio, it's hard to believe that they've only released four albums.
It's crazy.
It seems like they've been around for so long. And it's funny because TV on the Radio are one of my favorite bands, I would say, and I've seen them live so many times, and I was really disappointed by their last album, Nine Types of Light, and you know, that it was an album that had a kind of a black cloud over it because Gerard Smith, their bassist, had passed away, and it just was kind of a downbeat album. The two before that, Return to Cookie Mountain and then Dear Science. Dear Science is one of my favorite albums ever, and you know, so Nine Types of Light comes out in 2011. I'm bummed about it. And now I hear this, the first single, I believe it's the first single from their fifth album, Seeds. It's called Happy Idiot. And I love when TV on the Radio embraces like big choruses and like really sticky melodies. And they do that so well. And they do it again here on Happy Idiot. The lyrics are, you know, it takes a little bit of getting used to. It's like, I'm a happy idiot to keep my mind off you. It's a very powerful performance in terms of vocals, in terms of everything kind of going on, the bells and whistles, but it just comes back to the melodies for me. Just immediately grabs you. And I'm really happy that TV on the Radio is back and they sound reinvigorated after kind of a misstep a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think I agree, not to repeat what you're saying, but I appreciate, you know, the percussion has a nice snap to it. The vocals, very melodic. And in a way, it's hard to say anything TV on the Radio does is simplistic because they really put a lot of thought into their production and songwriting. But lyrically and musically, this is a bit of a simpler sound for them. But I think that's fine. I agree with what you said about the last album. They seem to lose their footing a little bit. And although Cookie Mountain is a classic, like there's no need to that's a very complicated album, and maybe that's not the kind of album TV on the Radio is going to make in 2014.
Yeah. I think it's just interesting because I see what's going on with Interpol, like a band like Interpol, where they made two albums basically that really weren't beloved at all, and they come back with their fifth album, and you know they have singles that people are interested in, and people are like, oh yeah, I forgot about Interpol. Yeah, they're actually really good. They have some great songs. I feel like something similar is going to happen with TV on the Radio as we get closer to this album release date. Seeds is the new album that comes out November 18th, where you just get people like, you know what? I it's time to revisit TV on the Radio. Yeah, Return to Cookie Mountain. That's a great album. Yeah, let's go see TV on the Radio live. I see that happening totally. After a weird kind of couple years, it was so sad about Gerard Smith, their bassist, but I'm so happy that this hasn't like torn the band apart. They're still releasing music and came back with a really strong single here.
All right, let's listen to that. That's TV on the Radio, Happy Idiot. All right, that was TV on the Radio, Happy Idiot. Next up, let's talk about the new Karen O solo song. It's called Day Go By. I'm seeing a head shake from Jason. This is not good. Well, Karen O has her first proper solo album coming up. This is very, like, according to her, these are songs written a while ago, very kind of lovelorn, bedroom pop type thing. It sounds musically very much like a Kimya Dawson, Moldy Peaches type of thing, which for a lot of people is inherently annoying and they're not going to like that.
Inherently annoying. I find
that to have a certain charm. This is, for me, this is like a nice negotiation between kind of a Nick Drake depression and the whimsy of Kimya Dawson. So the song is called Day Go By. I think it's really, you know, it's totally undercooked production-wise, but I think that serves it well. And honestly, I love the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, but I did not like the last album. I thought Sacrilege was incredible. Everything else, I didn't give a shit about. but this song
Say
is great.
It.
So I'm kind of excited and curious for her solo album.
I don't know. I mean, I totally agree with you in terms of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. I think this is just the opposite of what I want to hear from Karen O right now, where you had It's Blitz come out and damn, that album still sounds great today. And, you know, this is a move that's almost the complete opposite of like that dance rock of It's Blitz, where...
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's just kind of like a stripped down side project, which is fine. Like, it's not like I'm like, oh, I'm pissed off that Karen O is releasing a solo album, and it's kind of like hushed and, like you said, a little moldy peachesy. But at the same time, it's not. It's just not what I want to hear. It's not the direction I would love to see Karen O go in. I would love to see a Karen O solo album that's like a pop album, like, or just like a crazy,
maybe like the Gwen Stefani route,
sort of, but not even like that, like not like straightforward pop, but just like weird, like electro pop. Like, I feel like she could pull that off a little bit more than, you know, a lot of, you know, front women of of rock bands. But I don't know. I just this song doesn't really connect with me at all.
I think that's a fair point, because Karen O going this way is definitely a safe route for her. You get the feeling that these kind of, like the song she did for her, that these songs she can just knock out in her,
yeah, exactly,
in the studio in like 2 seconds. It's not taking that much time or effort on her part.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that would be a much bolder move, what
and
you're talking
you know,
about.
I'm sure that this is kind of like a nice breather for her. I'm sure it's an important, you know, project. It's her first solo project, really. And but yeah, it's just, I don't know. Like, it just kind of rubs me the wrong way, and I'm not really that on board with it.
Oh, so I definitely, sometimes I get a little scared when you guys send me your suggestions.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Especially Jason. No, but I definitely listened to the song, and this is the same reason I'm not a fan of this song is the reason I'm a fan of another song that I chose for this podcast from Ella Iyer. As I'm a fan of like big voices. And when I first heard this, I was like, so am I supposed to like this? Because I don't know how I feel about it. But I'm not familiar as much as you guys are. So all I know is, I'm not really sure. But that, I mean, if that's me.
I feel you. No,
I think that loves Adele and Sam Smith because of their voices.
But the funny thing is that Karen O has such a big personality on stage. Like, if you
is
ever
that what
go,
makes you like?
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like she's kind of hiding that personality here. It's like you listen to a song like Sacrilege, and you get the feeling that it's Karen O's imagination is exploding, and she's like, oh, let's have a gospel chorus here and this little weird tricky guitar riff here. And, you know, I don't get any sense of that with this project, at least what I've heard from it so far.
So this should not be the song that I base me entirely liking or disliking Karen O.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Well, let's listen to it. This is Karen O, Day Go By.
Day go by. Daybreak, can't wait for the night to fall. Can't sleep, I'm wasted, wasted. Can't sleep, make it to the dawn. By the way, I really need my fix.
All right, that was Karen O solo. Next up, let's talk about, this is a great Erica pick. This is a guy called Nick Hakim.
I got
the
Joe
song
approval.
Lift me up, major Joe approval with this one. But
well, why do you like it, Joe?
I was just,
tell me why I won today.
I would say this is okay. It sounds nothing like the Karen O song, but similarly, it's this really kind of undercooked production. But the song is a neo soul, like reverby vocals thing. Just listening to it, it sounded like this could be some lost 70s outtake from a forgotten genius. It just, the vocals just came through with so much emotion, but without overselling the song. It just has this real strange beauty to it.
Right. It's like a perfect balance. Like, it's, you know, because he has such amazing vocals, but he doesn't go overboard with them. He also doesn't give us too much where it's overwhelming.
Right.
And the production is very stripped down, so then the vocals do get their own like spotlight. And I just heard about Nick Hakim like today, and I have listened to his entire all the songs on his SoundCloud page. I am now obsessed. But again, why I'm such a huge fan is because of that voice of his. And like, it just makes me want to listen to more and see if he like plays around with other production. Mm-hmm. I think that as far as the few couple songs that he has on his SoundCloud page, they're all kind of similar in sound.
Right.
But so I'm excited to hear like what else he will put
out.
Are
they similarly like, because this was just a piano,
they're
basically.
Yeah, it's very stripped down as like this song mm-hmm. is. So, and he has a new project coming out that the name's escaping me right now, but I'm really curious to see if he tries something different.
Right. Yeah, I would, like, I love this sound, but like you said, it's just also tantalizing to think of when he does kind of get into a studio with all the so-called bells and whistles, like what he could produce right. with that. So, anyways, let's listen to it. Nick Hakim, Lift Me Up. Was Nick Hakim. Next up, let's talk about Kindness. This is a Jason pick.
Kindness, yes. So Kindness, a singer-songwriter named Adam Bainbridge, and he has a new album called Otherness out October 14th. This is the second kind of sample that we've heard from it. It actually came out like hours before we are taping this, maybe like an hour or two at the very most. Zane Lowe played it on BBC. And yeah, I mean, Kindness is an artist that makes kind of brooding funk music. This Is Not About Us, the new single, it hems a little close to like James Blake territory. Mm-hmm. You get a little How to Dress Well in there. Kind of sad white boy music. Shout out to Erica.
I love the sad white boy music.
Do love the sad white boy music. Come on. Where is Sam Smith? Girls.
Spooky Black, where Sam Smith, James Blake. Him? Yes, I actually do like... Yes.
So,
music.
So yeah. So Kindness. I really like this instrumentation. It's not like a song that kind of bowls you over. I've listened to it like five or six times, and it just kind of seeps into you. It's very solid. The bass line is very crisp. It follows a song called World Restart, which I like a lot. And yeah, I mean, I don't think this is like world changing, but it's just a solid listen. I think that Kindness is an artist that more people should discover, and I like this one a lot. It's called This Is Not About Us.
Yeah, I agree with what you said. This isn't a world changing song, but it's very interesting. The thing that stood out to me is just purely trivia. The sample in it is the, you know, endlessly used sample from Bob James' Take Me to the Mardi Gras,
yes.
which has been in everything from Run DMC, Peter Piper, to Missy Elliott, Work It, to Beastie Boys, Hit It, to LL Cool J's Rock the Bells. Like this is a sample that's been probably in nearly 50 near classic hip hop songs.
Yeah.
So it's cool to hear it used, but tweaked in a little way that makes it worthwhile. Like it doesn't seem like a totally tired.
Exactly. They're taking that sample and you know, conditioning it to sad white boys.
Exactly.
There you go. It's a fun song or no, I shouldn't say fun song, but it's very fun listen, and it's a really strong piece from Kindness.
Well, let's listen to it. It's Kindness, This Is Not About Us.
Tell me what's so different.
All right, that was Kindness. And next up, let's talk about, similar to TV on the Radio, a band that's been around for a while, not so similar, a band you probably haven't been thinking about lately, or lately as in the last few years. But there is a new album and new song out by The Vines.
Oh, man.
Major 2003-2004 flashback.
Goodness.
But the song is called Metal Zone. The album is called Wicked Nature. It's kind of shockingly a double disc album from the Vines. I don't think anyone was expecting a Vines comeback album.
I was.
To
double disc.
Be double disc. But I have to say, they were a band when they came out, when Highly Evolved, their debut dropped. I was obsessed with it. I thought it was really fantastic. And then, like so many Vines fans, grew increasingly disenchanted over the course of the next few albums, to the point where I kind of just wrote them off. But out of curiosity, I started listening to this one. I have to say, you know, the frontman Craig Nichols has struggled with a lot over the years, personal issues. And like I said, the music has also gotten slightly more generic than on their debut. But they're not going to reclaim their former glory. But this is a solid listen. Like, this has a great grunge nostalgia vibe, especially on Metal Zone. And I think if you're someone who was interested in the Vines when they came out, you would do well to at least check this album out.
Yeah, I feel like the Vines were always like the 98 Degrees of that whole like garage rock movement, where it was like you had like the Strokes and the White Stripes were Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. And then you had the Hives, which were, you know, which were right there too. And that like they were like
this
the fun, kitschy, like they're like the O-Town, okay? Mm-hmm. And then you have the Vines, who always kind of took themselves a little seriously, you know, like it's like loosen up, guys. They're screaming get free and out of the way. And I don't know. I mean, you're more of a Vines dude than I am.
I would say the one thing that I think makes them stand apart still from that pack is that first album combined a lot of different influences. You know, White Stripes and Strokes and Hive were very single-minded, and they touched on psychedelica as well as garage rock as well as grunge and even some kind of like obla-di obla-da McCartney-esque stuff. So they really had a wider palette, and you hear that on this album a bit. So, you know, like I said, this isn't gonna change the world.
It might change the world. Come on, Joe.
Okay, you're right.
The Vines double album
could change the course of human history.
Yes.
Probably will, but anyways, it's the song's called Metal Zone. The album's Wicked Nature. Artist is The Vines. You probably remember them. It's worth checking out. Really strong endorsement there. But it is. All right, let's listen to it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, that was The Vines. Well, that is all we have for this week's Must Hear Music podcast. I'm still laughing at Jason comparing The Vines to 98 Degrees, then O-Town.
No, the Hives were O-Town.
Oh, the Hives are O-Town. Hives, all right, sorry, I missed
Hives,
part of that.
Let me tell you something about the Hives, man. I always liked the Hives because they had the best sense of humor.
Yes.
Like, they always dressed the same. They named their album Veni Vidi Vicious and Tyrannosaurus Hives.
I mean, their names, the band members' names. Like, yeah. Nick Dangerous was one of the band.
Like,
it's incredible.
I feel like maybe they were the together of the garage rock revival. Anyway, we'll debate this offline.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. If you have any suggestions for songs or artists, please tweet them at us. And once again, thanks so much for joining us.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.